In the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's a great blessing today to be with you and to be among this blessed congregation of San Cyril Church, especially in this event of their its annual festival, and also to take the blessing of the Fathers Abuna Bishoy and Abuna Arsenius and all the congregation. Today's reading, it's according to St. Mark, Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 2, from verse 1 to 12. And we start the Sunday's readings of month of Baba. This is today is the first Sunday of the month of Baba. And during the month of Baba, the church wants to present the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, whom has the authority over our spirits and souls through presenting one of his miracles. So all through the month of Baba, you will find each Sunday the church presents one miracle of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the church takes this miracle from different perspectives and different understanding why the church and the wisdom of our Holy Fathers, they put the readings of the church, why they put particularly this miracle in this Sunday and through the month of Baba. I will go through the 4 months very quickly just to give you an idea about the readings. The first Sunday of month of Baba, the readings present the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to purify our souls and forgive our sins. Here in the miracle of paralytic lifted up by the 4 men. In the story of the paralytic whom is carried by 4 men who uncovered the roof to let the paralytic in front of him, he forgave his sins and cured him spiritually and physically. In the second Sunday, the church presents the attraction of humanity to our Lord Jesus in the miracle of catching a great number of fish, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 5. On the third Sunday of Baba presents his godly authority to heal the man who was demon-possessed, blind and mute. And that person was presenting the whole humanity. They could not see, they could not listen, they could not speak. So this is it, and our Lord Jesus Christ came to save this man and to save the humanity. Then the last Sunday readings of Baba ends by the fourth Sunday announcement that the Lord Jesus Christ is the donor of life to the soul which he purified from sin and summoned it to him and kicked out the devil from it, and he resurrected from the death that is caused by sin, as he resurrected the son of the widow of Nain. So here the 4 Sundays, the church presents our Lord Jesus Christ from different perspective in different 4 miracles during the month of Baba. Let's focus more about the today's gospel, which it tells us about the miracle of this healing of a paralytic. But in the very beginning of the chapter, or particularly in this chapter, we find that our Lord opposed, usually he got opposition to his ministry. The scribes, the people, the Jews at that time, opposed him. So we find that opposing his authority, healing the paralytic, opposing his behavior, his love of sinners, opposing his rights of worshiping, not fasting, his disciples, accusing him of not keeping the Sabbath, the law. So the whole chapter of Mark, chapter 2, you find opposing his way. If he healed someone, he got opposed from the people. If he loved the sinner and visited a house of person like the Simon, the leper, or the Simon, and that woman, she came inside the house and wiped his feet with her oil. Also, he got opposed. So, as well as the chapter, this chapter includes four negative questions. Our Lord Jesus Christ was faced with four negative questions. They asked him. They said to him, why does this man speak blasphemies? They asked about him like this. Who can forgive sins but God alone? The second question was, how is that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Why do they, his disciples, do what is not lawful on the Sabbath? So the four questions were faced, he faced, that these questions were four negative questions. But usually when we find the behavior, the act of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was not just confront the questioner or he ignoring the questioner, but sometimes he acts more than he answer by words. Or sometimes he answered by a question, like in the miracle. He said to them, in this particular, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? And of course, it is not narrated in this particular if they answered him or not, but usually when he did that, like the woman, they brought up the woman in the middle and they wanted to stone the woman because she got in a sin on adultery, and then they brought up her in the middle. He started to ask, if anyone has no sin, let's him the first one to stone her. And then they left the scene. So usually in our life, when you feel that there's someone is usually opposing you in what you are doing positive in your work, sometimes ignoring such person and do not keep answering if each one, it's better than you answer, and then you will find more question, but you answer by acts. And this is, it reminds me what is going on sometimes in the social media. When you find many questions and many things which from people, they may misunderstood the text or scripture, or they sometimes condemn behavior of one of the leader of the church, or they condemn or attacking their religion, the Christianity. It could be some answers useful for that person, and most of times it could be better that you ignoring, because you make this person in a position, or you make what he is saying is more popular, and he takes popularity for what he is attacking the church. This is the same act which our Lord Jesus Christ did many times when he got opposing from attacking from other people. Here we find in this miracle, it says that, and again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. When St. Matthew speaks of healing the paralytic, today's gospel, it's from St. Mark, but St. Matthew also mentioned the same miracle, but when he speaks of healing the paralytic, he mentions that a miracle took place in the Lord's hometown or town city. But here St. Mark specifically mentions that it was in Capernaum. In St. Matthew, it's mentioned only the Lord's own city, without mentioning the name of the city. But St. Mark added more. That's why when you read the gospel, sometimes you have to put the four gospels together, so you can more comprehend and understand why this mentioned here, why this, because you find the whole story. Like example of when it's mentioned in the resurrection, when Saint Mary Magdalene came to him and he asked her, "Do not touch me." So many, this is very common question during resurrection time, why she asked him not to touch his feet. Because if you read in the Gospel of Saint Matthew, you find she touched him. But she went to the city, she started to hear the rumors about his disciples stolen the body, so she went back to recheck again in the tomb. Because she went in the early, according to Saint Matthew. So if you read the whole Gospel together, so you understand she went and then went back to the city and then went back again to the tomb. So our Lord, she doubted in his resurrection. Although she saw him in the morning, according to Saint Matthew. So he said to her not to come because don't cling to me. Or because in the Greek, it's the word used, it is not touch, but it's do not give me hug. Or yani, she went to give him hug, it's not a touch. But she, last time, she touched his feet. That's why here in the Gospel of Saint Matthew, only mentioned the Lord's own city. But in Saint Mark Gospel mentioned Capernaum, which meaning place of comfort and repose. Saint Augustine sees Capernaum as a sort of a capital of the province of Galilee, and the Lord considered that province as a whole, as he his own city or home. So it's completed each other, the two gospel, when he said the Lord's own city and when it's mentioned Capernaum. But Saint John Chrysostom saw, on the other hand, considers Bethlehem his place of birth, Nazareth, the city that received him after his return from Egypt, and Capernaum his home of residence. So he considers each as the city of the Lord, the two cities. Nevertheless, when we meet with the Lord Christ, wherever we might be, we enter with him into his city, the spiritual Capernaum, to enjoy the real repose and the inner comfort. The Lord's presence grants repose, even if we are put with the three young men into the furnace of fire. The presence of God gives us a repose and healing. That's why the people that are so crowded around the house, so those four men, they did not walk into the house. And here also another teaching. Those four men, they did not say to their friend, "Okay, we came to the house, it's so crowded, we cannot walk in, sorry." But they found a way to get their friend healed, to get touch with our Lord, to get to meet our Lord, like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, he did not say to himself, "I'm a shortest in stature, I cannot see him, too many people around him, let's go." But he found a way. Sometimes we do too many excuses to ourselves to go and meet and sit with our Lord, to find out a time for prayer, to find out a time of confession. We do many, too many excuses, too much excuses to us. We say that we are so busy. We went to Abuna and we wait for Abuna, and the Abuna has a long line of waiting people waiting for him to for confession. When I grew up in Egypt, I had a confession father very famous in Cairo, and he has at least in the days of to go to confess at least 50 people waiting for him. So I look in my watch, kid, I say, "Oh, it's 7 p.m. now. I will not enter before midnight or something. So I will come another day." So I leave. And then I come another day, I found 25. I found people, because you never find him available, Abuna. He's so busy taking the confession. Thousands of people confess on him. But if the person say to himself, every time I go, I found Abuna busy. So, because I have a very close to this Abuna's relation, sometimes I call him on the phone, I say, Abuna, can I come to your home to confess? But he allows me to take his blessing and to go. But sometimes I say to myself, why not? Why if someone has not an access to this to go to his house and confess? So he might people, they find many excuses, say, Abuna, so busy. The four men, the same situation. They came to the house, find crowded around the house. No way to enter. But they found a way to get. That's why here the presence grants repose. And they found a way to prop up their friend. The evangelist St. Mark presents to us the Lord Christ, the authority, when he is in a house. It fills with people until there is no longer room to receive more, not even near the door. Sometimes they say in the gospel that the people gathered around him because they ate the multitudes from the miracle of feeding the multitudes. They went after him because they want to eat again. But in this, it is said that he was preaching. They gathered around him because his words, the living words, coming out of his mouth. How many times you ignore listening to a sermon, or listening to the commandments through the Bibles, or coming to take a guidance? How many times? But the people, they followed him because they found the words coming out of his mouth, it's a living words. They need it. They nourish it by his teaching and preaching. So when he is in the house, it fills with people until there's no longer room to receive more, not even near the door. This crowd came not to flatter him or to get social or material gain, but to receive the word. That proceed from his mouth, the word which satisfied their depth and to heal their inner wounds. So that is the Messiah, the minister of humanity with his word of love and the unfailing services. The house may also refer to the heart. It's not literally, we can take it as a house. Walls and stones and whatever. It's a building. But also, if we take it from another perspective, it's like an inner heart, into which the Lord enter to reign over it, its inner throne, and establish his kingdom according to his promise. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. So it could be this house, it could be my heart. So our Lord Jesus Christ is asking today is to come and dwell within your heart. As he said, the kingdom of God is within you. As the Lord enters into the heart, the depths of man's soul and the strength of his body gather together around him as an uncountable multitude. So all your senses, if the God dwells in your heart, so all your senses will feel his presence. So you will sanctify, he sanctifies my vision, my minds, my acts, my ways, because he is inside my inner room. We can also learn how this man, as a sick person, submitted himself in the hand of those four men. They took him from the roof and lower him down. So he could say to them, I have enough. If you lower me and fell down, I may have got more injured. But he did not say, because he trusted in their those four friends around him. يعني بالعربي كان هيقول لهم هو أنا ناقص هتوقعوني من على السقف ما خلاص الدنيا زحمة. لكن he did not say any word. The gospel did not mention that he even said a word to them. Why are you doing for me that? But because he trusted. So these four men refer to the church as a whole. And also refer to the four gospels which lifted up and bring us up in front of the Lord. This is the four men. So we don't say if there is a command which is it seems to us is hard and harsh, but I know and trust in this command. If I do it, I believe it in the words of God, it will bring me in front of Him. So anyhow, these four men refer to the church as whole. Three are the orders of the clergy, bishops, priests, and deacons, and the fourth are the congregation, as we say. And it could be also, as the fathers commented on this particularly, the four are the gospels. Four men, a symbol of the four evangelists, saying, why my mind gets confused? I become too weak to carry out any good work, as it I am paralyzed. Then I am in need of the four evangelists, the four gospels, to lift me up, bring me to the Lord Christ, to hear him say that I am a son of God and my sins are forgiven. St. John Chrysostom also complimented this man, saying, they placed the sick man before the Lord without uttering a word, leaving everything to him. With the same spirit, Miriam and Martha send a message to the Lord, saying, him, our brother, is sick. Sometimes, this is also, it's another lesson. Sometimes when you come before God in prayers, you put to God some plans. I need this to be solved like this. I need this job because this. He might has another solution or another way to solve the problem. He might take the step four to put it step one for you. Those four men, they brought up the sick person and did not say what they want God to do for him. They did not ask him to say to him, forgive your sin, or to take your bed and go. But they did so say and say, just brought up here. Like the manner and behavior of our Holy Virgin Mary in the wedding of Cana of Galilee. She went to our Lord Jesus Christ, said to him, they ran out of wine. That's it. She did not say to him, do a miracle. Find out a way for them to get a wine. She did not say anything. She put the issue before him and left the sins. Because she believes that he could make a miracle and solve the problem for them. As well as of us. When you pray, yes, you may say, I have a desire on this, Lord. But it's much better that you submit yourself to him and accept whatever he will give you. It's the much better than your choice. His choice is much, much better. I believe that the disciples, when they brought up the loaves, the two fish and five loaves to our Lord, they did not comprehend that he will feed the 5,000. But they put this before him, and they believe that he could do something. The same thing with those four disciples. The last thing, our Lord Jesus Christ did not left the people in their own reasoning why this person is he speaks blasphemies, but by the end he corrected their belief that healing the body is more difficult than healing the soul. So that's why by healing the visible body, he proved that he is capable of healing the soul and forgiving sins, which are much more difficult. And he has that authority. So he did not leave the crowd and the people and the scribes with their reasoning, with their confusion, but he corrected them. He said to them the correction meaning of healing, of saying, your sins are forgiven. Why I am saying this? Because the healing, he proved that he is capable of healing the soul and forgiving sins, and capable of healing the soul and forgiving the sins. He also instructed him to take up his bed to proclaim that the healing was a tangible fact, and to prove this is a real miracle. It was not a play. It was not agreement between him and the four, but he is a real paralytic, and he is known by many of the crowd. So he instructed him to take up his bed to proclaim that the healing was a tangible fact, and to confirm that God forgives sin by making us rise and live with him by the power of his resurrection. May God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who heals this paralytic, we allow him to come and dwell within our hearts, and also to hear his voice, take up your bed, and your sins are forgiven, and glory be to God now and forever. Amen.